Warehousing considerations. Warehousing is a necessary strategic consideration. It consumes about 20% of a distribution function's expenditures, so getting warehouse capacity right will have a strong impact on profitability. Given a long-term aggregate demand forecast, you cannot just start by determining storage space requirements. Warehouse usage modes will strongly influence how much storage space will be required. For example, a cross-dock facility works to apply the lean principles of waste elimination, and so will need very little storage space and will instead be needed primarily to stage materials handling. The warehouse will minimize the distances between incoming and outgoing docks, for example, by being long and narrow. However, the strategic forecast will help determine the number of shipping and receiving docks needed. For other warehouse modes, storage capacity forecasting and planning are needed to calculate storage capacity requirements. The long-term forecasts are appropriate for this analysis because an owned or leased warehouse will need sufficient capacity for the next 3 to 5 years. Changes to warehouse capacity in a shorter time frame tend not to be cost-effective due to building and/or setup expenses, lease negotiations, and so on. However, there are flexible public capacity warehouses that can allow increasing or reducing storage within a given range, similar to how the cloud allows flexible storage capacity and equipment such as warehouse robots can be rented for peak seasons rather than purchased. Similarly, warehouse staff might be placed on flexible hours to account for significant fluctuations in demand. Equipment, labor, and throughput constraints also need to be considered to prevent unnecessary materials handling, item damage, or delays in finding misplaced items. Choice of equipment will impact necessary warehouse size because storage racks and retrieval equipment might help increase horizontal and/or vertical space utilization.